We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
97.1 FM Talk Podcast. The Mark Cox Morning Show.
I want to compliment your show on how fair and level-headed everything you guys talk about.
Who is this guy? He's saying what we've been saying forever.
Maybe what we need from a conservative standpoint is
the Mark Cox Morning Show.
I respect that. We don't agree. Listen to both sides.
This,
let's get it on,
is the Mark Cox Morning Show. The Mark Cox Shortlist, brought to you by Eggers Heating and Air Conditioning.
The numbers have actually declined since we started reopening.
If you're 21 and you don't have significant comorbidities, your fatality rate is pretty much zero.
Our neighborhood association put out a flyer saying that the people broke in, they were just going to let them.
Well, I don't think Bubba Wallace has anything to apologize for.
Join me and others. Let's challenge the Democratic Party.
Charlie Daniels died at age 83.
As an old dog, a cantankerous old dog, that is the only way I would accept it.
I don't have TikTok. But TikTok's in the news right now.
Yes, it is.
You just heard that with Fox a few minutes ago. We'll get into that. I like I said, I know nothing about TikTok. I've got Twitter. I've got Facebook. I'm on Parler. I have been instructed by my daughter that I am nowhere near cool enough to be on Instagram, so I'm not supposed to be on Instagram.
Don't even bother, Dad.
No, no, it's not for you. So TikTok, I don't know the first thing about, but I got to tell you, my first impression is that when I hear the federal government saying we're looking at banning certain apps, my spidey senses go up to say, by default, that's probably a really bad idea.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like the idea of the federal government saying we're going to choose which social media apps you can use and cannot use. By the way, I'm Mike Ferguson in for Mark Cox. Hi there. I just waved my hand as though people are seeing me wave
They're
at them on the radio.
Facebook.
Yeah,
they
exactly.
are
just watching on Facebook.
Seeing you on Facebook. The Mark Cox Show on Facebook.
That's right. And so that really bugs me. So we'll get into some more details on that. I mean, it's fine to warn people against it. It's fine. And if they're defrauding people, to sue them and all that
sure.
kind of stuff. But to say, you know, they have Chinese ownership. They're not good with privacy. Okay, well, there are free market solutions to that. Mm-hmm. People can move to something else. But
yeah, censorship, that seems, that's
yeah.
got the icky feeling of
yep.
like what you can Google
Absolutely.
And what you can't in certain
yeah.
countries that,
mm-hmm.
yeah, that's.
So I'm going to dig into
Yuck.
This just a little bit. I heard the Fox News report on that with Secretary Pompeo. And so I looked it up during the break. And yeah, Fox framed it just correctly because I went to CNN to get the other perspective on the news.
Mm-hmm.
They're saying exactly the same thing. The United States is, quote unquote, looking at banning Chinese social media apps, including TikTok. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo said on Monday. So they haven't decided to do that. But they are looking at it, and that is just, that's on the face of it, that is something I am not a fan of.
To me, this seems like a lot bigger deal than when I first heard it.
Yeah. Well, I mean, and I couldn't care less about TikTok. I just,
no,
I don't care.
But that's
right,
not
and I think
the
that's
point.
The, yeah, that's
yeah,
just
that's
it.
Not
but
the
if
point.
You don't really know, you should be like, eh, whatever, it doesn't affect my life, TikTok, blah, blah, blah. But
that's
when you look into it.
Kind
yeah.
of a very scary concept that we're even talking about doing
right.
that.
Yeah.
Something that's like completely against everything we believe as a nation, right? Like we feel bad
so.
For
oh,
those
yeah.
nations that have
yeah.
their media and their internet and everything restricted.
Right.
So to even be looking at something like this is
yeah, there's got to be another solution to yeah. the problem right. other uh-huh. than just outright going, yeah, well, you just can't have TikTok if you are in America.
Like, right.
What?
That's what China does.
Wait. Yeah, exactly.
And this is where the conservatives and the small L libertarians need to say, okay, are we guided by our principles? Or are we going to say, because it's our team in the White House, that we're gonna go ahead and back them up because it's an election year? Or do we say, no, hey, guys, hey, let's
hold
come over
on
here.
A second.
Let's talk over here privately. Don't do the censorship thing. Don't do that. Mm-hmm. Don't do that. That's a bad idea. Go ahead and slam it as a Chinese, a Chinese app. Go ahead and slam it for, not protecting your privacy. Go ahead and warn people about it all you want, but don't even say you're thinking about using the force of government to shut down and block access to it from Americans on a social media world.
Mm-hmm. Don't do that.
Yeah.
Just let Trump tweet about it. Our president can just tweet about it. Just throw it in the mix.
He tweeted about the Redskins and the Cleveland Indians as well. And now, as I was flipping through the break, there's now the Kansas City Star is now calling for the Kansas City Chiefs to consider.
Oh, I was wondering when that was going to happen.
You knew that was going to happen.
I saw that coming, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I lived in Kansas City or the Kansas City region for a long time, and usually what happened is on the first game of the year, there were some Native Americans who held up some signs and,
were there really?
Yeah, not very many, but the interesting thing was, my experience was when I'd go to games, is all they were asking for was a conversation. Nobody yelled at them, not even the drunk football fans. And there were some conversations and people agreed to disagree. Or you saw a few people walking away going, nodding their head going, okay, yeah, I see where they're coming from on that. But it never got to be, a big thing with name calling and all that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. And then after the first game, I never really saw it after the first game of the year. And I haven't been to a Chiefs game in years, but I did see that, but it was always civil. It was always something that was
the
way
you're supposed
to do. Yeah,
to me, the Chiefs one has just been confusing because I don't understand. I can almost like see a leap to some of these as far as being offensive, and I obviously with no real perspective on it personally, I don't know. But Chiefs doesn't seem like it could be offensive, so it surprises me that they've been protesting that for a long time. That it's not a new
thing. I see
thing.
The Chiefs as different than the Redskins
completely.
Yeah,
I just say it like I don't. That's really just calling attention to skin color, correct? I mean,
the
like that's kind of yes.
Yeah, that.
Whereas, like a chief, I see it as like a. I mean, that's a leader. Like when you put chief in front of something, that's a leader. I just don't. I see them differently. I could be incorrect. I mean, but that's how I see it.
Yeah, and the president, to your point a minute ago, Trish, is he tweeted out, basically. Names are based on, terms of strength and all that. And he really criticized the Redskins and the Cleveland Indians for even thinking about this. And it's just not where he needs. It's not the space the president needs to be in. Mm-mm. If you want to have the debate over the names, especially like, Washington Redskins,
don't you just
Cleveland
let the team
Indians,
make the decision.
Right. Which is where this came from is the Redskins have said, OK, we'll think about it. The Cleveland Indians said we're going to review it and think about it. I have not heard anything from the Kansas City Chiefs.
Mm-hmm.
And by the way, if you look at the history of that name, part of if the stories I've read on that are correct and the history of that, and I am willing to be corrected on this, is that part of that history of that name comes from a guy by the name of H. Roe Bartle. And if you've ever been to Kansas City, there's Bartle Hall, and he was called the Big Chief. And so that was one of the reasons they actually kind of picked that name. And then obviously the Native American imagery and the arrowhead and all that kind of stuff. That was all
part. Would that take basically everything about the Chiefs thing down? Like, I mean, the whole way that the game, because I've been to a game fairly recently.
Sure.
So yeah. I know, what the things they do there and the drum at the beginning, and all of that. And it is Arrowhead State. Like, does all of this
change then? And
people
do
then?
The chop.
They,
and
yes.
Mm-hmm. I remember when they used to have a guy on a horse and he'd run around. And he was dressed up in, face paint. Mm-hmm. He'd throw a spear in the middle of the field and all that kind of thing. And so they don't do that anymore. They do have the big drum.
Yeah.
The governor gets out there and gets to bang it at the beginning of a game every year. And I think pretty much every governor's done that.
I think that these teams are going to have to decide if how much the public pressure to make these changes is going to cost them in revenue versus how much it would cost them to actually rebrand completely.
Everything.
Well, I mean, you're rebranding from the ground up, the ground being your name, team name, but everything has to go. And
how much of it is actual public opposition versus media and Twitter mobs that look bigger and louder than they actually are.
Yeah. That's for sure.
And I forgot about something, Denise, that you said earlier, that Southeast Missouri State had actually changed their name. It's been a while. I can't even remember what their name was before.
I barely can either. That's where my brother went to school. That's why I remember that one, because I remember the conversation after it changed. I was like, oh, well, when I visited my brother there, that's not what they were.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, and St. John's University was the Red Men. Now they're the Red Storm as well. And that was probably 15 years ago or more. And nobody even remembers the previous name. So if you want to have that, you know, if a Washington Redskins say, okay, it's time. I mean, I'm not going to lose any sleep over it. I'm not going to lose any sleep if they keep the name. Mm-hmm. The way that we have the conversations is important, too. All right. So the number here, 314-241-9797, 866-455-9797. I guess questions, should these teams, you know, be reconsidering their names? And is this really the space we want our national presidential politics involved with? Not just the president, but everybody. I'm Mike Ferguson, in for Mark Cox.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
97.1 FM Talk is on Facebook. So am I at Mike Ferguson Media, and American Viewpoints are all on Facebook. I'm on Parler at Mike Ferguson. I'm on Twitter at AVP Radio Show.
We are live on Facebook right now.
Live on Facebook.
The Mark Cox Show on Facebook.
You know where we're not? TikTok.
Right, because we're too old.
Right. I don't think I'll be doing any TikTok videos, but, you know.
No.
Yeah, I don't
genuinely think, don't understand I it
don't
at all.
Either. I don't think I've ever even seen. I know my daughter uses TikTok. Of course, she uses Instagram and all. She's on all of them, but those are the ones that she uses. She's 21 years old, and so.
And I
but,
see a lot of TikTok videos on the internet.
Yeah,
a lot of viral videos start on
from TikTok.
And so you may say, why are people who are not in college or high school talking about TikTok? Because the United States Secretary of State is talking about TikTok. He told Laura Ingraham yesterday that the United States is looking at banning TikTok in this country.
Crazy. Not right to me.
Yeah, I just, you know, and their argument is that it's, you know, China is bad with data. They could be either not protecting it or stealing it or whatever the case is. But just the very idea of the federal government saying, yeah, we're thinking about shutting down that entire social media platform just does not feel right to me.
No.
I don't like the concept.
There's something a little bit icky about it. But we had somebody on Facebook say, how did Jim word this? TikTok is a very dangerous security threat. This isn't about suppressing speech. That app is a Trojan horse for stealing everything. So But isn't everything we put on the internet?
Yeah, and what are you...
But here's the other thing.
How is it different than anything else, like the other apps?
Don't we have processes in place through the Federal Trade Commission and through criminal laws and criminal courts to deal with that sort of thing?
Without,
like if Twitter did it or Facebook
it,
did
right,
it or
to
without...
take action on that.
Yeah, to take action if a product does it instead of saying, we, the federal government, are going to tell you that you cannot use this particular platform.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and if they are dangerous and they are taking our data and they're not safe with it or they're stealing it, I don't know what they're going to steal. I mean, from what I hear about TikTok, it's a bunch of people dancing to short music clips.
You put your content out there anyway. Yeah. If they are stealing personal information, there should be legal.
Right. But we have
legal course of action.
Place, yeah.
Do we? I don't know. That's
If you steal data, mm-hmm. you know, there have been plenty of companies and websites and things, you know, from the attorneys generals around the country, including in Missouri. I think Illinois signed on to a couple of cases and also the Federal Trade Commission. You know, we have that. But the idea of we're just going to ban a platform, that'd be like banning a channel on your TV.
Yeah, on its face, it seems complete government overreach. But...
I'm willing to hear from other perspectives. Let's start with Tom. Hey, Tom, you're first up on this. What do you think?
Hi.
You're on the air.
Hi, good morning. Great show, by the way. You're enjoying it.
Thank you.
Okay, so I would agree with you that a federal ban on use of a product in the United States kind of rubs us the wrong way. However, the information is going to communist China. I would certainly defer to the Secretary of State, who would probably have a lot more information than we do about how that information is being used or captured. It's captured probably with our consent when you sign up to use the TikTok, but we don't know what they're going to do with that information. And a lot of that information, by the way, can be a key other information that you really don't want them to have. As far as criminal penalties, go ahead and file charges against the communist government or a company. You're not going to get anywhere with that. I mean, look at all the people that were indicted from Russia in the Mueller investigation. You know, that's gone nowhere. You can only ban trade, I suppose, if something is coming to the United States and it's dangerous.
Yeah, I don't know.
I mean, just to stand on that principle, so there has to be a line drawn where
Tom, I hear you, but I got to get to the news here in just a second. I get what you're saying. I appreciate that. Chris Harps coming your way here in just a couple of minutes, right here on the Mark Cox Morning Show.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice cold reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medella is your reward. Medella, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Our neighborhood association put out a flyer saying that the people broke in, they were just going to let them. And so we started trying to hire private security. And entity after entity said they didn't want to get involved. Thursday afternoon, we started hiding valuables and securing the house, and just the last group of security people, and we're talking, these were special forces guys, told us they couldn't do it and we should just walk away from the house and abandon it. But we just said we weren't going to do that. You know, I don't mean to tout another Fox host, but I had some help.
Who is the man that would risk his neck for his brother, man?
Chuck.
Way Both? Off today, Chris.
No. Sorry, sir. Not even close.
Wow.
One day I'm going to actually
One day I'm going to actually, like, listen to the podcast and see just how bad I was.
I mean, it's not like you trying to do Frank Sinatra bad.
No, not at all. You know, speaking of the death of Charlie Daniels, I want to send condolences to his family and to his friends. And I have to admit, I was a 12-year-old African-American in sixth grade who actually had The Devil Went Down to Georgia. I had that 45.
No kidding.
So, that's great. Yes. I mean, that's hard to believe, isn't it?
I mean, a great song just mm-hmm. transcends everywhere. I mean, that's on country stations. It's on classic rock stations. It's probably on, I don't know what they call them now, but they used to call them top 40 stations. I mean, it's probably being played on just about every music station in the country right now.
It was a hit back in the day, 1979. That was the whole CB craze as well.
Yeah, exactly. Well, if you haven't
remember the CB craze, Mike?
The CB craze. Yeah, we had one in our car, which was funny because my dad actually was a volunteer firefighter, so it was actually a little bit functional. But we would be out on the highways, and he'd see, you know, a trucker or somebody else that had the great big antenna on mm-hmm. top of your car.
Yeah,
and so he loved to get on the CB thing, which was funny because we were driving a Pinto. Mm-hmm. And he had a CB in there. And then we had the volunteer firefighter blue light, which is what you had in Illinois. We were in Decatur at the time. And, of course, he would have the CB and talking on that, whereas he's racing to the fire station when that Pinto that goes, because it was a stick.
I want to tell you, I'm glad that you survived the Pinto. They discontinued those because they were fire traps.
Right.
Ironically enough.
Remember that?
Yeah, and you could get hit by a dog walking across the road and probably total a Pinto. Yeah, they were terrible cars. Terrible. There's a reason they were so cheap on that. But I was, of course, I was a kid. I loved it because if my mom was not around and my dad got a fire call at the Long Creek Fire Department in Decatur, Illinois, then we got to jump in the car and he put the blue light either in the dash or on top of the car. And then we would go to the station, and then my brother and I had free reign to the vending machine and the pool table in the back of the fire station.
Those cars always look like Kermit the Frog to me.
I can see that.
Yeah, they're just, I don't know where I'm going with that, but.
Let me ask an observation.
It looked like Kermit. It looked like Kermit.
Well, Chris, let me go back to that clip that we played at the very beginning from Mark McCloskey. Yeah. The neighborhood association was putting out flyers saying if the protesters could be coming, just walk away and let them rob your house. I tried to hire security. The neighborhood security said, no way, we're out of here. The others wouldn't get involved with it whatsoever. And so so at this point, aren't you just signaling? I mean, we say protesters. I think of protesters. I think of peaceful people making their point with signs, standing on sidewalks or in front of City Hall. That's not what's happening right now. We're talking about mob mentality. But when you hear statements like that, isn't that contributing to unrest in urban centers like St. Louis?
I think it is, and I think the movement of defunding the police. You see de Blasio in New York City who's cutting $1 billion from their police to budget. Los Angeles has cut money from their budget. And I think once you send a message that police budgets are going to be defunded and that police officers, that they feel that they are doing their job, are going to be arrested and charged with a crime, I think you just send a message to the thugs and the criminals that it's open rein, it's wild, wild west, and do what you want. And I think we've been seeing that every night here in St. Louis. Last month in June, we had almost a murder every month. You look what's going on in Chicago. I think it was like 17 dead over the weekend. People know that the police have been defanged, and it's going to be anarchy on the streets.
Yeah, and we're seeing, of course, for instance, yesterday and into late last night in Florissant. A lot of arrests. The mace and the tear gas had to get busted out after some protesters were ripping down or trying to rip down some boarding that was protecting the building. Was it a door? Was it a window? Whatever it was, Denise, that they were trying to rip down. The police chief says, all right, that's when it kind of got serious, and that's when we came out to back them off. The argument was they're overreacting to us. We weren't, destroying anything, but when the video clearly shows the guy trying to rip down that boarding up of the building, the police chief said, hey, we're having images of the other cities where that was quickly followed by violence. You think Seattle, you think other places where, you know, a Molotov cocktail or a brick or whatever followed up. So the police are kind of in a no-win situation because the St. Louis Post-Dispatch article covering it, you know, I think was somewhat balanced, but really was sympathetic more, I think, to the demonstrators and the protesters, even when they were trying to break into the building. And the framing was basically, well, you overreacted. We just did a little bit. You didn't have to come out with that much force. That was not nice.
Mike, I think what we're seeing in Florissant and what we're seeing around the country is far different from the civil disobedience, social unrest that we saw in the 60s when protesters were trying to achieve first citizenship, first rights in this country like any normal American would want. People sat peacefully into lunch counters. People wanted to, as I said, wanted to be able to go to motels and have equal accommodations. What we're seeing now is just anarchy. Mm-hmm. And people that want to destroy America, want to destroy its statues, destroy its history. You know, I don't have a problem with anyone protesting. That's fine with me. But as we've seen, when these protests happen and the sun sets, they become anarchy, and they can become what we saw last night, where people were trying to break into the police station and have the same thing that happened in Seattle happen in Florissant, where they take over and burn down the police station. That is not in the same spirit as what we saw with the civil rights leaders and civil rights workers of the 60s.
Yeah, and the organizer there, it's Daryl Gray. I think you probably know Daryl, and I've met him a few times. And, you know, he says, well, if we'd seen that, we wouldn't have put up with it. And maybe that's true. I'll take him at his word as he's quoted in that. But the reality is that they were more upset that police came out to say back off. And then when they wouldn't back off after a while, then, you know, they broke out the pepper spray. And, of course, a lot of complaints about that. But the bottom line to me is, and I've been arguing, you know, for, you know, a couple of weeks now, is that until the violence is ended and until we get a handle on the fact that we're not going to have conversations from a position of being threatened, and we're not going to do it in a position not literally, but sort of literally a gun to our head, we're not going to have the conversations that we actually do desperately need to have in this country.
You can't have mob justice. I mean, if you look at the situation in Florissant, the police detective was charged. He's been arrested. He's awaiting trial. The other two officers that were involved, that were at the scene, that didn't really have any direct contact with the suspect, they haven't been charged. That's the law. Standing out in front of Florissant Police Department every single day and harassing the police is not going to get this special prosecutor in St. Charles to change his mind. He's looked at the facts of the case. He says one person should be charged, the other two shouldn't. It's time to move on. Now you're just agitators. You're not peaceful protesters anymore.
Yeah, that's the thing is, the question is at this point in Florissant, well, what is it that you want? If you're upset about that, you know, like you said, that officer who hit the guy with the car, he hasn't been fired and he has been charged. So isn't that the pursuit of justice? I mean, you know, we've got to have it's not justice if there's not a fair trial involved. So I'm confused as to what they're actually demanding right now. If they're saying it's about George Floyd's death, well, those officers have been fired and they've been charged as well.
Well, what they want is the other two officers that were involved in the incident where the detective ran down the suspect. There were two other officers that were at the scene. They want those officers charged and fired as well. So that's what they're claiming the protests are all about.
Okay, we're visiting with Chris Harps. Of course, Weekend Report coming up this weekend. I know it's early in the week, and you're still putting together the show. But
we actually have our guest.
You do? Who's going to be the guest?
We're going to have Burgess Owens on again.
Oh, nice.
He is the going to be probably the next congressman from the 4th District of Utah. He won his primary last week, so we're going to check back in with him. And the other two guests that we're going to have on escape me.
Okay, sounds good. Chris, you got to...
What a tease, Chris.
But how's that? But we do have them. The lineup is set.
Chris, you got a few minutes to hang out after the break here?
I do.
Okay, we'll just talk to Chris all the way up to the Kilmeade Show at the top of the hour. I'm waiting for Chris to sing.
Chris?
Oh, no.
Intro. Yeah, no, it's just
that. I don't think I know that one.
Okay. His timing is the thing. It's not his voice. Yeah. His voice is always on point. Right. But his timing.
Thank you,
is always...
Chris. I appreciate that.
Anytime.
All the Cardinals games you've been to and you haven't heard Sammy Hagar sing Red?
Oh, the headphones are bad.
Yeah. Well, you could be like,
you've got an excuse for everything.
Could be like,
and then I do.
Crept up and slipped away with her.
That's my false setup.
Oh,
DJ TJ, you know, right there.
I would be remiss. I forgot that the Weekend Report's executive producer Frank Ladd is there.
Yes,
and he may know. He probably knows the guests better than I do. So I want to throw that shout out.
I sure hope so.
Yeah, but for sure, Burgess Owens. I mean, a lot of people may
for
say
sure, Burgess Owens.
That's a great
Burgess,
I mean, people may say, "Wait a minute, I know that name." Awesome. Yeah, they remember him from the NFL.
We have twisted Burgess's arm and made him commit to being the official congressman of the Weekend Report when he's elected. So.
What you mean, Lacey That's Clay great. Didn't do it?
We still have that invitation out. Haven't heard anything.
Okay. One of the things that, of course, I mean, I made like a quick cameo appearance last weekend on your show, and I always appreciate that. And one of the things that is interesting when you talk about the upcoming election is, we've already talked to Mark over at Armed American Radio and Second Amendment Foundation, and he brought up something really interesting. And he said, I asked, we don't have a perfect candidate in the race. What's your message to people? And he just said two words, Supreme Court. So we got about a minute or so, left, Chris. What's your thoughts on him saying when you're going to vote, regardless of who you like or dislike personally, Supreme Court is what he was arguing?
Well, I would say two more words, law and order, or three words, law and order. I think that's going to be the theme that the campaign is going to use and the theme that's important for me. I think I'm not alone when I say I'm tired of seeing vandals and looters and rioters tearing down statues and just trying to destroy the country.
Yeah, like when they were protesting and tearing down the statue of that noted racist Frederick Douglass, right? Yeah,
exactly. And other abolitionists. It's just getting ridiculous. And it's beyond George Floyd and police reform. This is about destroying the country, period.
Yeah. All right, Chris, the social media contacts, where do we find you?
Chris_Arps at Twitter. Parler, I'm Carps, just like the fish. And my website, ChristopherArps.com.
You made that.
That's a good
move to. Yeah, I'm on there as well. I got my name as well. All right, Chris, we'll look forward to hearing you on the Weekend Report. Appreciate the conversation and the update, man. Talk to you soon.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Thanks,
all right,
Chris.
Don't forget, Andy Fry coming your way at noon. Brian Kilmeade up next, and then the DGS, 3 o'clock right here on 97.1 FM Talk. I'm Mike Ferguson. We'll talk to you tomorrow morning.
Get more at 97.1talk.com.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.